ABC Radio Australia.
That's right, Sam. This fellow, same company, we have been involved in oil spill on Reynolds Island. And then this fellow, bauxite incident, Narawika. Ham inside the headlines again. And this time, one fellow, newly elected ward member, Reynolds Island, ham accused him, general manager, Fred Tang, for bribery. Yeah? Him say, this fellow member, Dory Tuhaika, him say, general manager, Bintang, him try for offering him selen with him one vehicle for him switch side, which group number form him next provincial government, Renal and below in the province. Immediately, accusation, Dory Tuhaika.
Me little bit sick, yeah, or same lo time him offer me, because every time me come down town, as the legal partner, operation back home. Even sometimes he ask for 500, him sa cut him to 300. But what him really surprising me is, why not him 200,000? So me just tell him, yes, I'll do that for you. But in fact, me little bit confused. So me have to come back, think around him, and then me decide to go out public.
What na him like for you doing in return for this fella, 200,000 and Hilux, yeah?
For me, join him now, the other camp, Lo Pacific Casino, where...
Hem Dory Tuhaika, hemi one fala provincial assembly member blong Reynolds Bellona province. Now, what's we even? Olga the long company, Olga the make a mini tok for backing this fala claim?
Yes, Sam. So, after this fala accusations come out, me contact them, general manager Blo Bintang, and hem go it for put him out one fala paid advertisement to Island Sun newspaper, where hem reject him this fala. Allegations of bribery attempt. Hem tell him that Bintang, hem say hem no involved in politics, lo national or political or provincial level. And hem say, Mr. Tuhaika, hem should go to police. And hem completely reject him this fella allegations.
And Transparency Solomon Islands, Ruth Lilagula, executive officer, hem make him several comment, yeah?
Yeah, so in reaction to this fella allegations have been come out, this fella anti-corruption group, Transparency Solomon Islands, head blocker, Ruth Lilongula, him say police must investigate in this fella claims where him come out because I'm very serious and I'm highlighting with the issues where inside law politics were influenced by the mining and the logging companies where him been come out before, but this one the first time for him actually come out clear law media.
Lo reaction gulo ni from bara happy to mas no for looking that some fala this fala member newly elected member blo Renolia Mgarem guts and courage for stand up and expose him now what over the logging companies and some fala mining companies over the sab been doing blo over the people blo you me so
what not transparency like him for next step yeah? What kind of action now need for happen this time now that this fala allegations have come out publicly.
Me pala urge him over the police pongo investigate them and urge him this pala member blo Reynolds Bellona yeah, for file him now charge against him now this pala Fred Tang yeah, blo Bintang for prosecuting him under the newly passed act this pala anti-corruption act yeah. And also that he be protected under the Whistleblowers Act for Mnongare many repercussions law, that one, and also Penal Code law, Solomon Islands. So, him time for police for act and for go looking now this fella. He has confessed a crime that Okata tried from doing law him. So, police should go law him, talk law him, collect him right evidence and charge him now this fella man for bribery.
I'm Ruth Lilagula, I'm the executive officer belong Transparency Solomon Islands. And one fellow professor, Matthew Allen, and one fellow academic university of South Pacific, and make him some fellow comment too.
Yeah, so me study with Matthew Allen because I'm one fellow expert law this for area law mining law Melanesia, including Solomon Islands, and have been a research law Reynolds before I with them law Gold Ridge. And I'm say this kind allegations, hem no new, hem looking finished law time logging hem big law Solomon Islands and other accusations were logging him inside law politics. Hem say now that mining hem come up, hem no surprise too that you start for looking the kind accusations or sem.
But one of the few powers that you know provincial governments do hold in relation to logging and mining is the power to grant a provincial business license, So, you know, this may well be, you know, one reason why, you know, mining interests, logging interests may be keen to influence provincial governments.